Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Annie up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live. We're all talk, no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. Get at your girl. You can get at me at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter, and get at the whole family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. We got a hell of a show lined up for y'all, man, and I'm going to need you to put your listening ears on because it's going to get real, real ratchet today. So, come on, let's get it popping. Let's get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star, what's the word?
Word.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
It's good.
Hey, what's going on? ATL, STL, we're getting a feedback.
Let me do a mic check.
When
I'm
you
not,
talk,
hearing,
when you
on.
Talk, only when you talk.
Only when you talk.
Yo. Is everybody good?
Yeah, I hear you clear.
Yeah, I hear you clear.
But it was like a feedback.
Okay.
But it was
like a feedback.
It's like a feedback.
See, after I say something,
are you guys still
hearing the feedback?
Are you guys
still hearing the feedback?
I'm good on this thing.
I don't hear it. Well, I'm about to hang up a call back because every time I say something, it's repeating. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Word.
Okay, y'all. We still got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Technical
difficulties. It's all good.
Okay.
412, what's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. It's just easy like a Sunday morning, man. I've been slumped all day. I didn't woke up like, it's like somebody knocked me the fuck out. I woke up, knocked the fuck out. Wake up a couple hours again, knocked the fuck out. Wake up again, knock the fuck out. You know, it's all good, though. Well-deserved rest. Well-deserved. But, you know, everything's good. I'm trying to get into these, you know, fucking stories for everybody because, yo, niggas is weird today, man. Niggas is weird today.
Okay, well, shit. We got a hell of a show lined up. So let's jump into the Dollhouse
announcements
real quick.
And
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio.
on the net. We are Home of the Indie Artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Okay, we back.
Okay,
so
we back.
Hopefully
so
that knocked out the I don't know what the feedback is going on. Hey, that's a blog talk thing. I don't know what's going on with that.
But anyway,
let's go ahead and keep it pushing forward, man.
What
they
do that at?
Yeah, man. All right, check this out, son. Word up. Like you ever watch, you know, them old, you know, movies where they have like them ancient tomb burials, and you got people that be grave robbing and everything like that. People's grave robbing, like it's fucked up. Like that's nasty. Like they're not actually going. I'm gonna just explain. All right, LaTonya Shalisha Stewart, 26 years old. She's from the Bronx. She was indicted on 22 counts of burglary, grand larceny, criminal possessions of stolen property, petty larceny, criminal mischief, possession of burglary tools, three motor vehicle violations. What she'd been doing was she'd been actually going on her phone and she'd been looking up obituaries on her phone. Looking up the people who have died most recently, she would find their address, find, you know, when the funeral was going on. When everybody was out at the funeral, she would go to their residence and go and steal different items from that dead person's house, whether it was jewelry or clothes or whatever, something that was something of value. She would go in, break in the house, you know, cause all kind of fucking mayhem and everything, trying to get all this shit out the house to keep for herself. While she had her baby in the car. It's fucked up. So she been doing this between, you know, the fall of 2017 and spring of 2018. So she been doing this for like a whole year. According to prosecutors, police actually drove by one of the times that she was actually in the process of breaking in. They caught her red-handed, and she's gonna be in there for a minute. Now, where they do that at is where. How could you even like? That's weird. That's weird. I don't understand. That seems doing too much. You go to find if somebody died. Find their address and then go in to their crib and try to take shit, jewelry and everything like that. That's you got too much time on your hands and you got your baby in the car while you doing it. Nah, son. Nah, definitely not wifey material if you ask me. STL, what you think?
People have done crazy.
Okay.
Let me do this, guys. Feedback, I don't know why it's doing it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hop off this whole thing. I apologize. It's a technical difficulty. Hang up.
Hang up.
And call back because I need to reboot this system. That's the only thing I can think of to do, because we can't do a show with that feedback. So we appreciate, just hang up, call back, got to do what I got to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and then we back, and I don't hear the echo. So evidently, whatever I did, it seems to have worked, and we can commence with what's going on. I'm waiting on my co-host. I don't know what's going on with that. Okay, whatever I did, Honey Dip, I see you.
Yes.
I see you with me. Waiting on Rapstar 412. Not sure he must have got. Must have lost him in the dice game. He should be calling in any second.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm just gonna commence with what he said. For the most part, everybody came back, and we do appreciate that. Hey, it happens. Technical difficulties, shit happens. But anyway, what I wanted to say about the whole thing is, I hope that I've seen people do some jacked up shit like that before, where it's so hard to give out your information on different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's that's the most tasteless thing I've ever seen for somebody to. You're a pure creep. How can you go through obituaries, looking at people's obituaries, just to know when they're not home or see how they move? It's like you can't do shit out here without somebody trying to utilize it in a horrible demeanor. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand it. I couldn't imagine putting out an obituary that somebody is lurking like that. How do you prey on somebody like that? You are a cold-ass, sociopathic-ass creep, a cretin, to do something like that. I mean, can you think of anybody that how would you react if you came back and then you found out that somebody strictly found out that you wasn't gonna be at home that day? Yo, dido, dido, do. I'm just gonna go rob this motherfucker. Let's say it's somebody that knew it was somebody in your family that had passed
that
away.
That shit is crazy.
And they use it against
you. That shit is crazy because they've been saying that type of shit goes on. I mean, at least here, you know, I mean, people be like, well, don't put it in the paper. I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, don't put it in the newspaper. And I never understood why until someone explained it to me. And it was like, because motherfuckers, they hit your house or wherever, you know, everybody going to come back together, you know, to meet afterwards and shit. You know, everybody come, most of the time, half the family meet all at one place because, you know, the limo pull up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, they half of them leave most of their stuff there, purses, and because they're going to the funeral. Really don't need nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, except for you to show up. And they come, yeah, they come and clean you out.
They come and clean you out. The shit is foul.
There it go.
Mm-hmm.
We back on it.
Hello.
The echo.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
412. That's something going on with your lines, man. I muted your mic. we fixed it. And then when you came back in, there's the echo again. Let me unmute you. It's something with that mic, the 412. I don't know what's going on.
Let me call back.
Are you using an earpiece? Yeah, it could be an earpiece thing. I'm not sure.
That's how it does on social media. Yeah.
What'd you say?
That's how it does on social media. Certain type of earpieces make it echo like that. Like on Instagram and stuff. So yeah.
Hey. Y'all gonna have to get some earphones from by Dre or something like that.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, there we go. Now we gotta talk. Thank the guests. I appreciate that everybody dropped back in. We are family again. We're whole. You make us whole. But anyway, go ahead and take it on off. Take it, Rap Star. Go ahead.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I was on speaker. I didn't even have headphones on. That's crazy. But yeah, anyway, like I said, it was crazy, you know, like how somebody could actually just go into somebody's house like that. That takes a lot of damn like time. Like, why would you have to do all of that to actually look at somebody's obituary, find out if they're dead, and then try to rob? And then all of this that you're doing is you got your baby in the car, like. Fucking parent are you to actually be doing this shit? Like, I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with people. Like, that's some deep shit. That's kind of morbid to me. That's like a bad horror film. Like, for real, that's a bad horror film. Like,
that's
some Stephen King shit.
Going to a funeral and like let's say your homie died and his wife is there. That's like you praying on the wife, like, hey, he ain't treated right no way, bro. I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck
you
does
mean,
like,
dude,
that? You know what I mean?
You
like,
mean, dude,
who, what do you, what mindset do you have to be in to be like, oh, well, shit, oh, he died at 67. He lived a long life. He don't need that. I'm finna run up in here. I mean, get the fuck out of here. People be on straight bullshit today. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
I don't
mean, like, dude, like, dude, like, dude didn't, what's that movie? Well, Big Red, The Five Heartbeats. When he was hitting on wifey, and dude was laying in the casket, man. That's some crazy shit. You know, people are just fucked up. They're just selfish. But on to the next story, real quick before we, you know, go, since we had the technical difficulties. Where they do that at? STO. This is in your neighborhood, yo.
What you got? There's always something new, baby.
Kirkland Wood School District, I guess the Kirkland Wood Elementary, parents is kind of upset because the school has implemented this new rule to students because I guess there's teachers that are coming in that are kind of gender neutral. And if people don't know what gender neutral is, those are people who does not want to be classified as a woman nor a man. So they use the prefix, you know, prefixes that we learned in, you know, second and third grade. When you address an older person, if they're a man, we call them Mr. And they're a young lady,
sir.
Not married, they're Mrs. You know, Mr., sir, Mrs., miss. Mrs. M-I-S-S if they are young or they're not married, M-R-S dot if they are older or married. But these is particularly people who do not want to identify themselves as neither man or woman. So it's M-X, and it's pronounced mix, M-I-X, mixed. And these are the teachers that... These are the teachers that you know, I guess they're going through some stuff, you know. Shout out to the LGBT on this one. Funny as hell. But, you know, they don't want to identify themselves because they're going with something within. You know, some people don't want to identify themselves. They think it's labeling or something like that. But if you have a penis, if you were born with a penis and you was born with a vagina, you're either one or the other. Even if you cut one of them off or you add something on, your birth certificate says one thing and it's another. But parents are very, very upset because not only the fact that they think that this is ludicrous, but they think that to actually project this into
the elementary school and showing that these kids at a young age, for somebody who is gender neutral, they think is very inappropriate. Of course, I know, Niecy, you're going to have something to say about that because, of course, you're the mother of the show. What you got to say about that?
Well, damn. Well, damn, I ain't dead yet. The fuck?
Mama, damn.
Okay, I'm so tired. Everybody say that, and I say everybody say Mama Niecy. I don't know. You know, I was listening to what you were saying. And, I mean, I consider myself to be straight, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I dip and I dabble, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I'm, like, fully gay or whatever. I don't know. I know that it bothers. First of all, I don't think they should be introducing it to all the kids like that. I think that's something that started at home. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that should be something that should be taught per se in school. I think that's something that should start at home. You know, I don't know. With all this gender for kids.
I mean, how would you feel? I mean, I was just saying, how would you feel, you know, open house, and you have, you know, your daughters, you know, let's say they were still at that age, and you go to open house, you know, to check to see the progress of your children, and they say, let's go see teacher such and such. And they said, oh, they don't like to be called Mr. or Mrs. All right, so what the fuck am I supposed to call them? Mix.
Well,
the fuck
well,
is
you
a mix?
Respect, first of all, you gotta respect.
Hold up.
You do have to respect
me, myself,
that, though, because you...
Go ahead. I've always had... Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me get here. I've always felt when it comes to sexuality and all that transgender... Do your thing, but keep that shit out of the schools. You got,
that's what I'm
they
saying.
Don't
I don't believe
psychologically
that should start at home.
How fucked
start
up
at home.
You are going to have these kids. Some seeds are planted. I'm not going to say
you know
that
the first
a child...
thing is, first thing a kid going to say is when you introduce this is teacher, this is Joey. But they'd be like, kids be like, is that a man or a woman? Is that a lady or a man? That boy, no, they're going to say, that boy or girl? Is that
right,
boy or girl?
Right.
But cause to them, when they're looking at it, it looks like a boy. You know what I'm saying? But he wants to be a girl. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I really feel like that is something, if this is what you're teaching, who the child teacher is going to be, and a parent, you know, that's something that should be maybe sent off, you know what I mean, before the kids even start school. You know what I mean? Informing the parents, this, that, and the other, because it should start at home. The kids already fucked up just having to deal with everything else. You know what I'm saying? You make this, that's totally confusing for a kindergarten, first grader, second grader. That's not right. You know, that should not be imposed onto a child. That should be something, you know what I mean? Because now you're confusing them. They don't know what the fuck they want to be already themselves. You know what I'm saying? So you don't push that on them that this is how it's done. Let that be something that this child, if this is what they feel, it is what it is. And this, me, I'm a mother three times. You know what I'm saying? But one of my children is gay. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. I feel like I knew she was all along, but I didn't really see it until maybe 5 years ago. You know? So, sometimes you have to let a child be. Yes. Sometimes you got to let a child grow into who they are, not push them to be who you want them to be, or should we say who the school wants them to be as far as this conversation is concerned. That's not right. That's not right. I'll be mad at a motherfucker going here and you saying, you know, no wonder the kids come home fucked up. They got to deal with all the regular life stuff and then go to school and they don't even know who they are. They just coming into themselves.
Well, you, I read an article that was similar to, it was similar to this. It wasn't the exact one, but it was similar to it. And it said that schools in a certain area was going to teach the history of homosexuality to kids. And I didn't really understand, but at the same time, if you go back into history and you might not even be touching on it for real, but you just happen to like stumble on it, like people like the Romans, the Greeks, ancient Japan, all of them practiced homosexuality heavy more than actual heterosexuality. So, I mean...
Fuck that.
It's weird.
I've been 41 years on this earth, dog. I can't wrap my fucking head around none of that. None of that. Even when it comes, I'm gonna tell you, when it comes to that LGBTQHILMNOPS bullshit, as long as I have grown up, it's been LGBT. Now they want to add the Q. But to me, this is my thing. If you're fucking gay, you're gay. I understand the transgender shit, whatever. But you just add shit, every layer of the fucking alphabet onto this shit to accommodate motherfuckers. Stop being so fucking accommodating. Some things, it's either you are what you are, what the fuck you do in your bedroom is what you do in your bedroom. All this adding shit, then you want to put it in the kids' faces in school. Kids have no business, for real, learn about this type of shit. If this is what you do in your home, or if they come to you as a curious ass kid and ask a question, then you address it. But see, certain seeds are planted at the end of the day. What you were talking about, Rap Star, and talking about them and kids was teaching other kids, what the fuck you know about sex? Not a goddamn thing. You don't even know.
They shouldn't even be learning that shit, though.
You ain't even had your first fucking erection yet. Mm-hmm. How you teaching another kid about sex? Then you wonder why kids are so fucking promiscuous so early?
That's what I'm saying. When we were younger, it was shameful.
Wait a minute. It was shameful to be 15 and 16 and 14 pregnant. You were shamed. I have a friend, a good friend, who got pregnant at a young age, and her parents sent her son away because they were ashamed that she got pregnant at a young age. Now you got kids, as soon as they get their period, they popping out babies. Some of this shit y'all need to keep out of kids' faces. You are forcing sex on these kids, man.
That's what
way
I'm saying.
Too fucking early.
Exactly. They don't have no business knowing. If they go to school for regular education, not to learn, they shouldn't be going there. I mean, sex ed, of course, is in some of the schools, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's like in sixth, seventh grade?
That's not until seventh. That's like seventh grade.
That they need to know in first grade. That's not something that you do, kindergarten, first grade. That goes back to let that kind of shit be taught at home. Let the parents, the aunt, the uncle, whoever is, you know what I'm saying, the adult over that child, to be the one to handle that type of shit. That should not be brought upon baby.
Let me pick up this one. Let me see it. 904. Did you want to comment? 904.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to comment on the topic?
I agree with y'all on that. That is messed up. That's going on still. You know, that's how it was when we were growing up. Like, you couldn't be like that. You know?
If your child, do you have kids?
No, not yet.
If you did have kids and they went to a school, let's say your niece, nephew, whoever, let's say one day you got to drop them off at school and you went into that. And they tell you, oh, this person doesn't identify with male or female. How would that make you feel? Would you be comfortable just call it like a person, not even Mr. or Mrs., just Teacher X? We going to say Teacher X for lack of any other better verbiage. Teacher X. What would be going through your head? What would you be thinking?
Man, I would go crazy because, like I said, I agree with y'all. Back in the day, you couldn't even think of doing a jump like that. You know, you would be the whole neighborhood, your whole family would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that wouldn't happen to me because my kid would definitely not even try me like that. But yeah, if it did, I would go crazy, man. He wouldn't go back to that school. Like, you know, I would have to literally handle that. He would until they understood what was going on, until they understood what they were, they wouldn't even be back around people. Like, I would be so horrified. And I've heard what you're talking about. I've heard them talking about that in the schools. Like, they letting it be free and letting them talk about it. Nah, I'm definitely, I agree with y'all.
Child. How dare you? I will homeschool my child
like
before
that.
I allow my child
I'm
to be
like
subject to that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm pulling my kid out of school.
I would pull him, just like, that's what I just said. You're right. I would pull him out. Until we got that clear, he wouldn't even be around people. He'd be like the elephant man, you know, like, and that's how we were raised. That's what I agree with y'all. That's how we were
Okay. Well, thanks for chiming in on that. We appreciate that.
All right, no problem.
Keep rocking with us, man. Right on.
Hey, we're running a little bit behind, man. We ain't gonna even take no break because we're running a little behind. But we had to get that out. I knew that was gonna hit because I had my own reservations about that bullshit. That's fuck all that. But anyway, let's keep it moving. We're gonna go straight to the hot seat. We ain't gonna take no break. Okay. So if you want to chime in on this, please do. Again, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1, and I will make sure you get to speak your piece. But recently, we all know that Jay-Z was Team Kaepernick, you know, some years ago. You know how the NFL crap got started, the kneeling. You knew I was going. You knew where I was going, 412. Okay, so recently, the world is split in half. Half Team Jay, half Team this motherfucker's a sellout. So recently, he's partnered up with Roger Goodell and the NFL. He's going towards owning his own NFL team. So, of course, all the questions resurface. Well, how could you? And how could you be a part of this franchise and yada, yada, yada? So everybody was mad. No, like I said, half the people are like, oh, well, it's a good business move. And half the people are like, oh, you still don't have a job. How could you? And are they asking them questions like, okay, so are you going to kneel or stand when you're at the games and they're, you know, do the intro, the anthem or whatever? Are you going to stand or are you going to kneel? So, like I said, everybody's split in half about this. And I don't know how in depth you were tripping off of it, but I'm a sports head and I love football. Fuck what you heard. Fuck all the kneeling and standing. I just want to watch that shit on Sundays. This is my season, the football season. So my thing is,
I've seen the video. I saw the video. 412.
Did you see his video about his introduction and possibly being a part of the franchise league owner of a football team? And what, if so, what did you talk?
I didn't see the video, but I, you know, me being on social media and me being, you know, conscious and everything, and I heard about it. So when I didn't see the video, but I read the article, and there was a few people that I got into debates about it. And now, for one, for me, honestly, I have not watched a football game since the ban of Kaepernick. I stood firmly on it. I'm not watching no football game. I don't even fuck with football all like that anyway. So I haven't fucked with football. There's times where I went to family's house, friends' houses and everything like that, and they had the Steeler game on. I go into the other room or I go somewhere to write a song or something like that. Me personally, how I feel about it is, like, I feel like today's people, and I wrote a status about it, I said today's people are so fickle, they don't know what to stand for. There's people just last year who was saying, I'm boycotting football because of the protest. Now all of a sudden Jay-Z signs that deal. Now they want to say, this is an excuse for.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mic check. 412, you still there? Okay. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with him and his mic today. But my thing is, I'm going to play devil's advocate with it because you know I love to do that. That's my nickname, devil's advocate. So my thing is, fuck you. How about, let's say maybe he is willing to work it from the inside out. Maybe his mentality is,
maybe
and I'm just going into.
I was thinking that too. Maybe this is what I was thinking. Maybe he's going to hire Kaepernick. That would be a good thing. You know what I'm
saying?
That would be a good thing.
And
but the way he's going about it is fucked up. The way he's going about it is kind of fucked up. I did see in that video where they were asking him questions. He was sitting beside the white guy, Caucasian, whatever you want to call him. He was sitting beside him. And I did see how he was like, well, I think we've been through this already. I think we've talked about this already way in the past. Like, he tried to, you know what I'm saying, go around
it under the rug
without asking the question. Yeah, without asking the question, so are you going to kneel too? You know what I'm saying? He
right.
didn't want to even go
that.
Into
and
it.
He,
and what really, I didn't see the video till after I saw Nino Brown talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, it made me dig into it, and then I saw the video, and I was like, oh, wow. And I'm not a sports fanatic, or you know what I'm saying? Only games that I've ever been to was when my daughter played football, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm really not a sports fanatic. It gets in the way of my money. So, but at the end of the day, when I saw, I mean, I know the whole situation, and so he did ask him, do we all know the reason behind the kneeling? You know what I'm saying? And then he just, like, rushed it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't really changed much because they still killing us. You know what I'm saying? Our black and brown people, left and right, you know? So I'm hoping myself that he's getting involved in this because he's trying to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't going to act like that man ain't got skills. You know
Let
what
me
I'm
say
saying?
This.
Like, that boy got...
I'm going to tell you, it's all about money. First of all, Jay-Z is the first rapper billionaire. This is his money. This is not even a collaboration of him, Jay, and Bay money. This is all of his investments, including his music, his champagne, all that shit. So he's the first black rapper that is officially
mm-hmm.
a billionaire. Not even Dr. Dre and Stella Beats and all that shit, because by the time
mm-hmm.
all the money got split up, he didn't really get as much as you thought he got, even though
mm-hmm.
they bought it for $3 billion. And then, you know, Sam got
mm-hmm.
his cut. So my thing is,
yeah.
when they asked him in this interview, do you have any plans, or have not even plans, have you talked to Kaepernick? Have you reached out to him? And that was so shady, cut short. Like, well, and then the stuttering started. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
him looking stupid and grabbing his face. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, the nervous little thing for some people. They, you know, cover their mouth, and you know what I'm saying, or they get to messing with their face. You know what I'm saying? My thing
mm-hmm.
is, in my opinion, it's a fucking money thing.
Yeah.
It never had anything to do, because he
it's
has
money
rap
and
lyrics.
Power.
Where the fuck my book at? Hold on. Where the fuck my book at? I wrote this shit down because I went back. I remember I liked the lyrics of what he said, and he specifically goes for the NFL in the lyrics. It's ape shit. He's like, he talked about the Super Bowl. He said, they asked me to do the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. NFL every week we in stadium too. A lot of people don't realize he already had a stake in football before this shit came. The only time
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z came to fucking St. Louis was to for Todd Gurley. A lot of people don't know that Todd Gurley is signed to Jay-Z under Roc Nation. So he
mm-hmm.
his affiliation was it's way deeper than that, and this shit don't have nothing to do with Kaepernick. This has to do with advancing his money. That's what the fuck this is about, is advancing his money. Because if that's the case, before he even got inside any dotted line or was doing press conferences about this collaboration between him and the NFL, he would have, if he had cojones like that, he'd have put it out there
mm-hmm.
like, hey. When I get on cap, you on, bro. We don't do this.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that.
Exactly.
It's all the thuttering, like, oh, well, we'll see how that goes.
Sold out.
What?
Now,
what, huh?
remember when we, that incident that happened with Gucci, when Gucci came out with that, what was it, that noose or something like that? It was the shirt that was, the blackface, remember when Gucci did that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if at that time when we saw that black people was like, okay, I'm not going to support Gucci anymore. I'm not going to fuck with Gucci or buy any Gucci. It would be the same level as that happening and then Jay-Z standing by it at that time and said, don't buy no Gucci because them fuckers is racist. And then a year later, he's coming with a new Rockerwear line that's in business with Gucci. It has nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick per se, but it has everything to do with the actual event. Like, when I tell people, I say, it's not about Kaepernick. It's about the movement and the standpoint.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we made an agreement that we was going to boycott football because of, not just because of Colin Kaepernick, but because he took a knee to support, yeah, he's doing it for the kneel. So we're not doing it for Colin Kaepernick per se, but we're doing it behind the message of why.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
All of a sudden, a year later, Jay-Z is said, oh, well, I'm getting my own football team with the NFL. Just last year, you said, fuck them niggas. Now you're doing business with these niggas?
You make it songs about saying fuck them.
What did you say?
You making songs about saying fuck the NFL. Now it's this business. You're strategizing, and there's this business push. And like I said, to, you know, soften it, I said maybe he's trying to work from the inside out. Maybe he'll get in and say, okay, well, I'm a commissioner in this bitch now. It's new sheriff in town. We got some shit we gonna change. But it would be nice on the outside looking in if you might give people a little bit of a heads up that's where I would like to go ultimately, is to for the betterment of the treatment within the sport. That's the best way I can say it. And we're not going to feel sorry for Kaepernick. Kaepernick, I'm going to tell you why. He made so much fucking money off Nike while motherfuckers was hollering about and all that boycott shit, and they did that 25th anniversary and made him the face of their campaign. They made their fucking sales tripled within less than 72 hours. So he's not hurting. And he still had money from when he was signed. And he had a hefty, he was making hefty money when he was signed. So I'm not wah-wah-wah about Kaepernick, because Kaepernick, he ain't hurt. You see, he ain't hurt. And he was on the cover of Time, everything. He had his 15, 20, 35 minutes of fame with that shit and got a hell of a bag. But I'm just saying, like, with the Jay-Z thing, I hope, I pray that he is going to try to work things and make for the betterment of the treatment within the sport work from the inside out. Okay. Had to get that off my fucking chest. I'm done. Okay. So since we're running behind, we have some motherfucking difficulties today, but fuck that. We're going to captain this ship. We're going to take it on in. We're going to skip another break. So I see people, the lines are lit. So we appreciate y'all calling in. We were talking about the whole Kaepernick thing and all that. But now we got to keep it pushing forward into them honey dip thoughts. Because all y'all Minutemen are not off the hook yet. And you, Rockstar 412, you the man on the line. Unless somebody else want to chime in on this line and say the fellas. So I'm going to pass the mic to Honey Dip and let her go.
Oh, shit.
Good luck, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So last night, well, this is from something that happened, I'm going to be real, recently in my life. But last night, it was really bothering me because I was sitting back thinking about it. Of course, my favorite place, the bathroom. I do all my heart thinking in the bathroom. So I'm sitting here thinking about this situation. I had been involved sexually with a guy, and I was feeling him at the time. You know, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And we're echoing again. I was feeling him at the time. So when I was feeling him, you know, we ended up, you know, having sex or whatever, getting into the position, you know, we're ready. He thinking he going to slip up in me raw,
You know, dick harder than Chinese arithmetic. I swear to God. I was like, God damn, this is going to be some good shit. This is going to be some good shit. I'm all ready for it and shit. I'm like, yes. Yes, bitch, yes. So this dude, like, you know what I'm saying? He still got his shorts on or whatever. My panties off already. You know what I'm saying? He licking a little bit, kissing little nipples, this, that, and the other. I say, oh, but we're not doing that. You got to get a condom, please. He stands up. Now, I can count. It was 15 seconds, literally 5 seconds of him getting, trying to figure out how to put his fucking condom on. He get the condom on. He get in the pussy. When I tell you, it was over so quick, which I know, but I have forewarned him. First of all, I'm a pro. Second of all, my pussy ain't real big.
I do this.
My pussy ain't real big. And if you, a lot of people fail to really realize, unlike a lot of the girls in the industry, yes, some of them do have a lot of sex. I'm one that doesn't have a lot of sex. I truly don't fuck a lot. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, but I just don't. You know what I'm saying? So, like, not for nothing, my pussy ain't real big. It's not real deep. You know what I'm saying? So, for him to think, I'm thinking he's thinking like, yeah, okay, whatever, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Until he got in this motherfucker, it was like, oh, it was like, when I tell you the 15 seconds, 5 of them seconds putting the condom on, 10 of them seconds, it was in and it was over. The nigga
was in and it was over.
He was in, and then he just sat up. And I felt so bad. Like, I guess that me and him had already talked about that motherly type of thing. And I guess because I carry that. That's just the aura. As soon as I met him, that's just how I came off. You know what I'm saying? I'm very demanding. I'm a dominant woman. So with certain things, I'm going to ask you every question in the book. The whole time we together, I was questioning the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to be sure you ain't trying to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm very paranoid like that. I don't trust nobody. So we in this situation, and he's sitting on the edge of the bed after he done changed. And me being the type of woman I am, I'm consoling him like he done lost somebody or something. I'm rubbing his back and shit because I'm like, well, it's okay, baby. We could do it again because I, like, wanted to do it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yeah, because I'm feeling this nigga.
We could do it again.
We could do it again, babe. I'm here. I am everybody, babe. Just so everybody know that. So I'm rubbing. Now, you know, it's different when you babe for me. But babe, like, just, you know what I'm saying? We could do it again. It's okay, babe. We could do it again. And the nigga, like, this has never happened to me before. And I was like, you know what? You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, you're never going to be the last that it's happened to with me. You know what I'm saying? I said, that's kind of normal with me. First of all, every woman, a lot of women got good pussy. Some people got whack pussy. Some people think they pussy good. I know my pussy good. You understand what I'm saying? It's very few motherfuckers who haven't bust off quickly like that on the first, you know what I'm saying, right away. You know, very few men. What? You know what I'm saying? It's a different, whole different thing with women. You know what I'm saying? Because we do things differently. You know what I mean? But with a man, most of the time you slide up in this motherfucker, it's going to be over because I have muscles. And I can control those muscles. But I thought niggas
okay,
like that.
Hold up. You wanted the response from the men. So let me go to this line, though, and see if this is a fella that wants to stand up and say something about
mad
the fella. 712, you on live. All talk no filter. Are you coming to, you got a cape on for the men?
I still care what else.
712, you there? Okay. 712 got something else going on. Baby, hit the one so you can come out of the queue. But if anybody, we need some men to chime in that want to say something and come to the rescue
this. Okay, well, when they come in, because we run out of time real quick. So if they come on, they, you know, let me know. So anyway, so afterwards, you know, I'm like, you know, setting my little phone or whatever while he's sitting up there on the edge of the bed. Then I'm still trying to console him. Well, baby, it's all right. You know, it's okay. He slips back on the bed and curls up, you know, excuse me, like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I look at him and, you know, I'm a little tipsy, though. Listen, I'm a little tipsy. So I look at him.
that I like. I was feeling a nigga. I was liking him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I backed his ass up against him and lay next to him. Then, yeah, I back it up. I'm like, well, maybe he might get hired again or something if this ass is on him. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't happen like that. He just put his arm around me and we went to sleep. But I think even right now to today, he feels some kind of way.
412, you the guy on the line. You got to come in here and rescue the fellas, man, because the epidemic, nobody right, the right, fellas right, out
check,
here
check,
is willing
check,
to step in.
Check this
people
out.
People who
check
are
out,
on my Facebook, they, I've been going back and forth with them all yet last night about this situation. So a lot of them, you guys don't have to be scared to shine in and speak. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I thought I tried to do the best thing was to console him and like, bitch, you finna get this pussy again, like whether you want it or not. That's how I felt.
You know what?
You know what I'm
you know
saying?
What?
So
you,
I know the second time's gonna be good as hell.
Let him get it out.
That's dope. That's dope. Like that's dope that you do that because a lot of chicks won't. And you know, with different
well,
men, you know, it's different.
Well, if it was a business arrangement, it'd have been different.
Well, of course, money's involved. Okay, of course,
yeah,
he didn't keep up his end of the deal.
I was doing community service that day, so you know what I'm saying. I was doing community service. That's what I call because I don't give any pussy away. I don't give any. So if you become that, it may be one or two times out of the year that I do community service. I got one more this year. So. Other than that, ain't nobody getting shit. You gotta pay for all of this. You know what I'm saying? And I was
you know, sometimes the stars of the athletes choke sometimes. You know, when you up at the bat and you know that you've been hitting home runs all this time, you got the world record and everything like that, they strike out a couple times, man. Like,
and I know
it happens.
That's
it's normal.
I respected that, but I feel like now, like he texts, you know what I'm saying, and little brief texts and shit. I guess that's just to try to keep a bitch, you know what I'm saying, wondering or whatever. I know he works a lot and shit, but dude, you scared. Yeah, he kind of scared, but then he act like he didn't want me to leave. You know what I'm saying? And when the morning came, when it's time for me to leave, he act like he didn't want me to leave. You know what I'm saying? But dude, what's the problem? You ain't trying to hit this no more. You ain't trying to do none of that. Shit, a bitch been, you know what I'm saying? I've been disabled over here. I'm ready to get some. Yeah. I mean, some real dick. And like, and it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even about his size or anything. Like I said, that nigga was hotter than Chinese arithmetic. And I feel like I just waste my goddamn time. But I still like him. You know what I'm saying? First of all, he has a job, a good job. You know, call me what you want to call me, but everybody already know. But I am who I am.
Bad queen.
He ain't got no kids. I am who I am. And like what STL say, I come with directions. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I told him, you know what I'm saying, who I am in reality. I mean, besides me doing porn and being a porn star or whatever, I am still Niecy all day 24/7, you know.
But I still like money.
You know, but I was being nice. I gave this nigga some pussy, and then you half-ass. Like, I understand, but don't get scared when a bitch trying to give you some more. Now you want to just, and it's beautiful to cuddle. I love that. I want that. You know, I appreciate all of that. But, nigga, fuck this pussy. You know what I'm saying?
You going to give him a second chance? You going to give him a chance?
Yo. I don't know at this point because it's been, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think
I think he was very embarrassed, and I could tell he was embarrassed. But the way he curled up, I was like, no, you didn't. I felt like I needed to go and hold him. I feel like I need to get on the other side and I need to hold him like I'm the nigga, which ain't nothing wrong with a woman holding a man. You understand what I'm saying? I've done it before, you know what I'm saying? It's no big deal. I've been in plenty of relationships and you know I've held the nigga.
That ain't nothing but a reverse mood. Is okay, fellas.
Yeah, I hug you and I console you, but I did feel bad. I felt bad, but I told him. I forewarned you. what I'm going to do, how this was going to work, how this is going to work. The mouse skills are very good. This cat is lovely and it's clean. It's extremely clean. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing, and I guess I fucked him up because I took his hand and rubbed it across my coochie and took his hand and put it up to his face. He was trying to be, he had like he was scared at first. And so then I took my hand and I backed him. And he was like, oh, my God, you smell good. He was like, oh, my God, you smell good. And from that point on, that motherfucker was like, boing. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. There was no real, there was no foreplay. And see, I like a motherfucker. Like, he was kissing the nipples just a little bit. But nigga, lick on these motherfucking nipples. Nigga, listen. What are we going to do about this pussy right here? Am I going to get a chance to fuck your dick? Like, I want to do those things. When a woman wants to do those things to you, she, like, wants to give you some fucking head. Like,
yeah.
What, none of that? What, none of that?
That's the best. That's one of the best parts. That's the best part. That leads to it.
So, but nigga didn't want no head. He didn't want nothing. He was just trying to get in there. And got in there and got a rude awakening.
And
the thing that did turn me off about him is I don't like a dead fuck. Don't lay all your fucking weight on me. Dude, put the fuck in. He's like, cock diesel muscle. You like I'm fucking a zombie. Like, the fuck, I got 2 pumps out of you. I pumped back 2-3 times. He pumped like maybe once, and it was a done deal. He like, stop.
Mm.
I don't understand. Why y'all want me to stop? Listen, I'm trying to give you this pussy. I don't give
hold
too
up,
much
hold
pussy
up,
away.
Hold up. I'm going to go one more time. I'm going to go to this line. Okay, 712, you keep hitting the one, babe. You want to talk, you all live. Did you want to talk, 712?
Oh, this is
okay.
Not fucking
okay.
I'm not
sure.
They get their motherfucking shit. Listen, all you got to do if you want to get your shit is call me on verified chat. There, you know, the verified calls, I'll put the link up or whatever, and you can call me, pay for them services, and I can help you get your nut, okay? You don't got to be playing on the phone now. Y'all know we on limited time on this goddamn thing. Stop playing.
Wow.
I can't say anything. I don't know.
You seen it last night. And you called like these motherfuckers is scary, but you know what? When I bring the show back, I'm going to have
because
this discussion
they was,
again.
Because they be on the thing. When you had put the status out
they
there,
on,
it's like they be on that bullshit. It's like
they
what
be
I
scared,
you
but they was shining in.
And say what you want to say and chime in. And it's like they sitting like books on the log. Like,
this is what I'm saying.
Point?
They say I don't talk. They say I don't say this and I don't hold this conversation.
Right.
We're not going in the inbox. You don't need to be in my inbox to tell me nothing. I put the stat up here. Clear as day. Clear as fucking day. It wasn't something for you to take personal. It was something that happened to me. And I'm asking
right.
you for your advice. Even though for real, I think I know men. Sexually, I'm old enough to have known, you know what I'm saying? I've had multiple partners. I've had babies. I've been in quite a few relationships. So I do know men. You know what I'm saying? And I was there when the shit was going on. It was my pussy, his dick, his body, no oral sex involved. I was there. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I was just trying to get the guys to open up. And I was more or less running a test to see because I'm looking for questions for my own show and different, you know, different statements and stuff. And I do be wanting opinions. I want to know how the gentlemen feel or the men or the boys or whatever they want to call themselves. I want to know how they feel about the situation. You know, half of them lying. You know, just stop with that bullshit shit. I ain't never had that happen. You a motherfucking lie. You a fucking lie. This is kill me lying, talking about, oh, you
okay.
ain't never came
so you,
quick,
you
not
know
one
we,
time.
You
come
know
on.
We winding down. So real quick, rap star, as the fella on the line,
yo.
Do you have any advice for a man who is caught in that situation and chokes? give him your best shot. What's your advice to them kind of fellas when it happens? Come on, bail your brothers out, man.
That's wow. Like,
Come on, you have happened to you once or twice. Come on. Shit, I done came quick too. But I'll be ready to get some more. Come on now, Rapstar.
My whole thing is, yo, if that goes sour, it goes south and everything like that. Man, you gotta do it again. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed. Mm-hmm. It happens. It happens to everybody.
We know fellas don't bounce back like women. Women can have
more than
getting a dick and an orgasm. Fellas, we know you need about 15-20 minutes. We could be understanding of that. You know what I'm saying? Women can go. Fellas,
like
they gotta reboot. Like, bitch, I need a sandwich and a beer.
The second time, like Niecy said, the second time would be incredible, because then she ain't
going
to expect it.
Exactly, and I knew it was. I was ready for it.
And then the second time, it's going to be like, oh, okay, I got
you
now.
You know how when you like a person, it's even better. When you like that person,
yeah,
it's even better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Usually you don't get that second time on other type of experiences. You know what I'm saying? Just a wham bam, thank you, man. But when it's somebody like you filling them or something, your mind is all, they already
rub
got
one
your
out
mind.
Before you go see them, fellas. If you like that girl, rub one out before you go on that date. Do not go on that date and don't jack off before you go see that woman. That will give you a little bit of longevity. You know what I'm saying? So rub it out with yourself. Grab a lotion, don't be ashamed, get you a box of tissue, whatever, a washcloth, get one off before you go see her. Because if you do, or if it's a one-hitter quit or whatever, you'll have a little bit of time. You ain't got a box in 10 seconds. Rub it on out, fellas. Rub it on out. Shit, don't think that
real
she don't
shit.
Don't think
don't
she
be
don't
ashamed.
Pussy.
Don't be ashamed. How you going to be ashamed?
See y'all. Don't think she don't play with her pussy before she comes see y'all so she can fight you off and quit. Stop. No, she won't smash. So don't get it twisted. She rub one out too. She don't play with the pearl before she got to you, dog. Trust and believe. She done did what she had to do so she could be stopped. Quit. You so silly. Boy, stop. Don't think it's a game, fellas. You better catch up. It's going to be 2020.
Okay.
You
stop being embarrassed. Stop being embarrassed. It's okay. This is the thing. When you fuck with somebody who know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? And they forewarn you because, what, like STL say, I come with directions, so I'm going to tell you straight off the bat.
Directions.
I'm going to tell you straight off the bat before
and bring
we get started. I'm very confident in me.
Confident is key.
I'm not playing that way. Yeah,
confidence is
no
key. You gotta go into, like, men are the hunters. So you gotta go into and be like, yo, I'm a hunt this chick down.
Shit,
you know,
not fucking with
Niecy. You know.
She the hunter. They are the prey.
Exactly.
See,
I just felt some kind of way, and in that time,
right,
I was feeling it. And it's very few men that I feel. It's very cute that I might look at you and be like, you kind of cute, but that don't mean I want to give you none. Like I said, it's maybe once or twice out the year that I give some pussy away, okay? And that was number one. Shit, I ain't do no community service last year. So I just did something for no reason this year.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you know what, y'all? I thought we done. We're good. Everything is over. Tell these people, and we do want to thank y'all because everybody came back to the line to hear this bullshit that just transpired. So please tell them how to get at you because we are done.
Okay, so Niecy Honey Dip, all you got to do is wherever you see the link at, you see my name, Niecy Honey Dip. It's Niecy Honey Dip all across all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, which I haven't been on lately, but I'm going to come back and start doing some more on Periscope. My manager, if you want to book me for shows, whatever, parties, events, clubs, and his email is Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. I do not set up those type of bookings. People have fucked that up because y'all don't got my money right. So, of course, go to the trail now. That's how that goes. And it is what it is. Hopefully, let's hope I won an award tonight, even though I'm at home. My manager is in my place in Cali.
And I'll be in October, I'll be in New Jersey for Exotica. So I'll see you all there.
Oh. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Cameron Cortez, Facebook. I got a second Facebook, Cameron Cortez, the second. I'm on that more often than my first one because, you know, it's got a better vibe over there. It's a lot less cooning.
He ain't on punishment yet on that one.
No, I'm off. I've been off punishment. I'm good.
That's
but hit me up on my they ain't. Twitter, hit me up, Rapstar412. YouTube, Rapstar412. I'm gonna be coming out with some songs, of course, with STL, with Niecy on it, for to do some we gonna let y'all know later, but we got something cooking coming up and everything like that. So, you know, that's where you can meet us at. I know what it is.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man. This show was crazy. Next week we gonna get this mic situation together so we don't the feedback is bad. But again, we appreciate everybody because everybody popped out and came back like expeditiously, and we appreciate that. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We see y'all next week, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. Rapstar 412, Mona Lisa. We out.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line, and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love, and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Must with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you.
I'll talk no filter.